This week's three podcasts are all going to have a focus on prayer. What I intend to do is, in fact, to read out three different chapters from a wonderful little book called Growing in Prayer, Learning to Pray with Dependence and Delight by Stephen Sheed. I have permission from Stephen and Matthias Media to share these chapters with you. To purchase Growing in Prayer and browse other great Christian resources, you can check out matthiasmedia.com.au. Let me read for you. The basis of Christian prayer is the conviction that God is good. However, it is one thing to say that God is good, to know it in your head. The Bible invites us to do something much better. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. It's one thing for me to know that chocolate is delicious because someone told me. It's another thing to taste its goodness, to know it in my experience. To taste and see God's goodness is to discover it through the ups and downs of life, to come to him constantly with our joys and sorrows, and slowly see how he works in ways that are profoundly good. Prayer is essential for tasting God's goodness. In fact, Psalm 34 verse 8 is about tasting God's goodness through prayer. We're going to read the following section and think about whether our experience of God has ever been similar. I'll read Psalm 34 verses 4 to 8. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Because God is good, we can trust him completely when we pray. We may not know how he will respond, and we will not always understand what he does, but he does respond, and in the best possible way. Before spending some time in prayer after this podcast, spend some time thinking about that phrase, taste and see that the Lord is good. Maxie Dunham, in his workbook of living prayer, suggests meditating on each part of that phrase in turn. Taste and see that the Lord is good. After doing that, bring any concerns that you have to your good Father, both for yourselves and for others.